Okay, good morning, everybody. So continuing on in our study of the Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin, so the last point that we were raising was, you know, when the Beis Din HaGadol, the Sanhedrin, would have supererogatory jurisdiction, and what we came to is a very important idea that, you know, Eved Lovel Le'ish Malveh, that in our judgment, that the V'chein indicated that there's a chalos for the Malveh, that the Malveh Yadol Yona, and that's part of Kedei Midi Rabbanan, Kedei Shalotinol Delos Bifnei Lavin, and just like the Nizak or the Nigzal, as the case may be, you know, can, you know, assert their rights. So the Malva, who again, you know, Alpidin, you know, a Malva Lova situation is not, you know, a Mazik Nizak situation, and it's not, a Gozel and a Nigzal kind of a situation. It's a normal course of business, but we, you know, establish the Malva as having certain rights, you know, including, you know, getting the Beis Din possible, halochach or Beis Din yafe, or having the recourse to those rights. And part of that is reflected in the v'darashta v'chakarta that we mentioned yesterday, the idea that we're going to willing to waive drisha v'chakira, which midaraisa applies to dine mamados just as much as it applies to dine nefashos, but we're going to waive that because shalotinol delos bifnei lavin, we want to do, you know, our part to ensure that the credit markets don't freeze up. Bamedvar Mamurim, says the Rambam Halacha Ches, Kshahiyu Sham Edim, Oraya L'Nigzal Nizak Olamalva. Notice the Rambam is grouping them together again. I think that's a raya for what we were saying yesterday, that it's really all one group. Nigzal, Nizak, Malva, it's all the same. Avotaina Reikonis, in Mechaivenes Hanitam, let's say it's Klal, Nishba Mikomo, V'Niftar. So Lecha Mishnah notes, you know, Zohi Svaras Rabbeinu, you know, Zal, Ruya Elav. Actually, the Rush arrives at the same conclusion in Sanhedrin. In the case of Mishnah, the Radvaz say that the basis of the Rambam here is like the moral hazard. The Rambam came to this misvaras atzmo, but because of the following, that a person can claim, you know, to have an outstanding loan to a particular loveh, or a person can claim that somebody was, you know, chovel mazikim, you know, I'm going to take you up to Yerushalayim, and people are going to say, what do you mean you're taking me to Yerushalayim? You know, I'm going to miss a week of work. But if you, you know, you want to be the Misari of Lavo Lebez and HaGadol, so people aren't going to be willing to do that, so they'll make a pshara. And this can become, you know, a handsome income for somebody who do this three times a week, you know, and say, look, you know, come to Bezdin. And the person will say, well, what do you mean? You know, and we'll do psharos just to settle, you know, and that will be a kind of a culture of Ramos. So the Radvaz's language, I think, in some ways is even stronger than the... you know, the cast of Mishnah. So I'll just read it from their advice. They'll pick their victims carefully, right? The people who they could get a handsome settlement from. Right? The world will be, you know, under those conditions. So the Rambam, Misvaras Atzmo, comes up with the idea that it can't be what he calls a taina reikonis, an unsupported claim. It is interesting that, you know, an unsupported claim is still going to require a shavua b'mekomo and, you know, v'niftar, but, you know, we can't ignore these things. It's a very delicate balance. If we just allow people to wave things off, then, you know, then you have other problems. So everything's a very, you know, fine and subtle dance. It's a very nuanced thing in life to try to get everything just, you know, just right. You know, on the one hand, we want people to have their claims taken seriously, have their voices heard, people like to say today. But meidach ki, so we have to be like extremely careful, you know, about allowing people who are making claims to unfairly take advantage of situations, right? And so when you have like this perfectly calibrated system where there is the bisharecha, the Beis Din Shebi'iro, there is the Beis Din HaGadol, we want to afford, you know, damaged parties and people who are, you know, Malva, who keep the credit markets going, want to afford them that recourse, you know, should they so choose. That's very important to grant them that access to the best Beis Din. But Me'idach, we don't want people taking advantage of that, so there has to be some kind of, not necessarily Edim, but Edim, Oraya. And it's going to be interesting, you know, because maybe that will have to be adjudicated by the lower court before they go to the upper court, but somebody to sign off and say, yeah, that's a raya, that's not just the Taina Reikonis, That's a raglayim adavar, whatever the standard is going to be, the standard is going to be, but it will no longer be begeder, taina rekanis, an unsupported claim.